Welcome to Limited Lexicon, the podcast where we play through text-based adventure games. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
John.
And Brian.
I'll be playing the part of the computer by reading the text generated by the game. My co-host will feed me the commands as we try to get through today's adventure. Today, we will be continuing Zork from 1980 for DOS, developed by Infocom. Zork.exe.
Why do we need the buoy? What do we use the buoy for?
Okay, I'm sorry, which shore are we on?
We're on the shore, just straight shore, north of the sandy beach.
Okay. What do we need to get?
We got the red buoy. That was
what treasure do we need to get?
We need to get the pot of gold and the emerald.
Yep.
So I'm guessing the emerald's inside the buoy. Can we open red buoy?
Opening the red buoy reveals a large emerald.
Hey! Good job.
Oh my god.
Okay.
That took too much effort.
Now do we have to go put the emerald back in the house?
You guys want to fast track there?
Yeah, yes, please. God. For the love of God. I'm tired of being on this frigid river.
Living room.
We need to go. Should we go to the end of the rainbow?
That's where the pot of gold would make sense.
I knew it the entire time. I've been saying at the end of the rainbow, there's definitely a pot of gold. All right. What do we need?
Do we need a rope? There's climbing.
That's probably what we need. You want to put the emerald and... Yeah, take out emerald and... I guess we're also putting the scarab.
Emerald taken.
Yeah, put emerald in case and put the scarab in case.
Emerald in case. Scarab in case.
All right, we want... What do we want?
Where was the rope? Is the rope still going down into that...
The mine?
Like the portal to hell or whatever that was?
Where is the rope?
A mine.
Oh, was it the mine entrance?
Ladder top?
No, it's... You go past the round room...
Yeah, it's the thing that takes down to the temple. It's the dome room and
the dome room exactly.
Oh, and the torch. Yeah, the torch room dome.
Do we have to go all the way there, or can we try doing this without the freaking rope?
What do we need for end of rainbow? Because it's a cliffside. I'd imagine the rope, if not.
I don't know what else we need. What else? What else could we take?
Do we need a treasure?
Could a scarab open a? I mean, I'm trying to think of what would open.
It's not the jewel encrusted egg, because we got the canary from that.
Mm-hmm. Can maybe a diamond? What is a brass bauble?
Look in my... Can't you see my collection's complete?
I'm going to see what a brass bauble is. I can't...
I mean, it sounds like a doorknob.
Might that work?
A bauble. A small, showy trinket or decoration.
Hey, you know what? I think we need the scepter for the end of rainbow. Gosh, gee, Wilker, guys. I think we need... So I think we can put away the torch. But maybe not. Let's keep the torch anyway. But let's take the...
Don't need the buoy, right?
Yeah, let's drop the buoy.
Buoy dropped.
Let's take the scepter from the case.
Scepter taken.
And let's go to the end of rainbow. So let's go east.
Kitchen.
Let's go east.
Behind house.
Let's go west.
Kitchen.
Okay, now let's go east.
Behind house.
I don't know which way this goes. Man, my map sucks. Let's go east again.
Clearing.
Let's go... You won't guess what I'm going to say next. East.
Canyon view.
Let's go... Let's climb down the cliff.
Rocky ledge.
Let's go down.
I'm down.
Canyon bottom.
Let's go north.
End of rainbow.
Hey.
All right, so let's see what we can do. Can we look?
End of rainbow. You are on a small, rocky beach on the continuation of the frigid river past the falls. The beach is narrow due to the presence of white cliffs. The river canyon opens up here, and sunlight shines from above. A rainbow crosses over the falls to the east, and a narrow path continues to the southwest.
I use the scepter like Indiana Jones, yeah. And then just beams through.
I don't know the word use.
I hit the scepter onto the ground.
The sentence is one I don't recognize.
Clay scepter and
lift.
Scepter?
Suddenly, the rainbow appears to become solid and, I venture, walkable. I think the giveaway was the stairs and the banister. A shimmering pot of gold appears at the end of the rainbow.
All right, let's go.
Cross rainbow?
Yeah, I guess.
Arrogant Falls.
Oh my god.
Cross Arrogant Falls. Go back.
End of rainbow. At the end of the rainbow is a pot of gold.
A pot of gold.
Pot of gold taken.
Okay. I'm going to change it.
So we are at the end of a rainbow, which is a new space, right? So we have to just cross the rainbow again?
Yes, I think so, right? Cross rainbow? I don't know.
Arrogant Falls. You are at the top of Arrogant Falls.
Cross rainbow.
End of rainbow.
Okay. Let's go south.
Home.
You can't go that way.
East.
On the rainbow. You are on top of the rainbow. I bet you never thought you would walk on a rainbow. With a magnificent view of the falls, the rainbow travels east-west here.
West.
End of rainbow.
West.
Canyon bottom.
Okay, that's unfair. Climb up.
Climb down.
Climb up.
Rocky ledge.
Up.
Canyon view.
Can we go west?
Forest.
East.
The rank undergrowth prevents eastward movement. You hear in the distance the chirping of a songbird.
All right, I don't know how this worked because this just got broken. I don't know what happened here. Can we go north?
Clearing.
All right, can we go west?
Behind house.
All right, can we go east or is it west? I forget what it is.
Kitchen.
Yeah. Can we go west?
Living room. There's a lot of stuff here.
Put the pot of gold into the case.
Gold in case.
Put the
ivory torch. Ivory torch is the last thing.
Torch in case. There's one more thing.
Oh, God. Put the scepter.
Scepter.
Mm-hmm.
Scepter in case. An almost inaudible voice whispers in your ear. Look to your treasures for the final secret.
I think we're good, guys. Pleasure. We can stop here. Who wants to say it?
Look at the treasure.
Look at treasures?
Which treasure do you mean? The scepter, the torch, the pot of gold, the beautiful jewel scarab, the large emerald, the sapphire encrusted bracelet, the huge diamond, the jade figurine, the beautiful brass bauble, the golden clockwork canary, the jewel encrusted egg, the crystal trident, the chalice, the leather bag of coins, the crystal skull, the gold coffin, the trunk of jewels, the painting, or the platinum bar?
Look at the case. I was going to be nice. Look at the trophy case.
In the trophy case is an ancient parchment, which appears to be a map.
Look at the map.
Yeah.
The map shows a forest with three clearings. The largest clearing contains a house. Three paths leave the large clearing. One of the paths, leading southwest, is marked to Stone Barrow.
Oh my god.
So we have to go here for some reason? So this is the house that we're in.
Can we, okay. If we go back to the clearing...
Should we take the map take first?
Map taken.
All right, let's go east.
Kitchen.
Go east.
Behind house.
Go east.
Clearing.
Right? Go southwest.
You can't go that way.
I'm sorry, we're in the clearing there. Okay.
There's a clearing.
Why are we?
Because it said three paths lead the large clearing. One of these paths leading southwest is called to Stone Barrow.
Oh.
So my assumption was this clearing. Unless we have to go back to the house?
Yeah, that's what I...
Hey, you want to try that? Go west real quick?
Behind house.
Mm-hmm. I'll leave that to you.
We're behind the house. Do you want to go southwest from here? Go southwest?
South of house.
Try southwest again?
You can't go that way.
So it said three roads coming out from behind the house, right?
Can we go north?
The windows are all boarded.
Can we go...
go southwest here?
You can't go that way.
Can we go east? Okay.
Behind house.
Oh, can we go southwest again? Sorry.
South of house.
Can we go west?
West of house.
Okay, southwest.
You are standing in an open field west of the house with a boarded front door. A secret path leads southwest into the forest. There is a small mailbox here.
Yes.
Stone barrow. You are standing in front of a massive barrow of stone. In the east face is a huge stone door, which is open. You cannot see into the dark of the tomb.
Oh, no. Do we need a lamp?
Torch. We have the torch. We didn't put the torch.
We also didn't look in the mailbox.
Yeah, I was still by the mailbox, right? But we went past it.
Should we go back and get the mail?
Sure.
God, there better be something in the mailbox.
Go northeast.
West of house. There is a small mailbox here.
Oh, open mailbox.
Mailbox.
It's already open.
Look, mailbox.
Look in mailbox.
The small mailbox is empty.
Do
we
have to put anything in the mailbox?
Do we have to get the ivory torch? Go southwest.
Mm-hmm. Stone barrow.
Go in.
Inside the barrow. As you enter the barrow, the door closes inexorably behind you. Around it is dark, but ahead is an enormous cavern, brightly lit. Through its center runs a wide stream. Spanning the stream is a small wooden footbridge, and beyond the path leads into a dark tunnel. Above the bridge, floating in the air, is a large sign. It reads, "All ye who stand before this bridge have completed a great and perilous adventure, which has tested your wit and courage. You have mastered the first part of the Zork trilogy. Those who pass over this bridge must be prepared to undertake an even greater adventure that will severely test your skill and bravery." The Zork trilogy continues with Zork 2, The Wizard of Frobos, and is completed in Zork 3, The Dungeon Master. Your score is 350, total of 350 points. In 711 moves. This gives you the rank of Master Adventurer.
Wow.
We did it. We're done. Hey.
That was exciting.
Oh my god.
Zork 1 done.
It's a pretty cute map.
This map is...
yeah.
I'm going to finish this app.
Do you guys want to see their map?
Sure.
I'm going to share that screen.
Ooh.
So yeah, I don't know how caught up it is, but... so here's the house. And then you can see they had that one clearing, which was a little different on this map compared to yours.
That's not fair. They have multiple maps.
Yeah, it's true. And then if you go down in the cellar... kind of starts here. But yeah, this is kind of what it looked like. And then if you guys remember the maze, this is their version of the maze.
Oh no, I wasn't part of that.
That kind of looks
that's not too different.
Yeah.
And then the coal mine, similar.
Yep.
No fair, they use three maps.
Yep. So one of the things you guys didn't do in the mirror room, if you didn't break the mirror, if you touched it, it would just bring you to the other mirror room.
Cool.
Nice, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, about that.
So what are our reflections?
Yeah, what'd you guys think?
Fun, but exhausting.
Yeah. Any enjoyment? Any fun?
Oh, it was a lot more fun than Hobbit.
Was it? You liked it better than The Hobbit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much better than Hobbit.
What made The Hobbit not as fun?
It's longer than The Hobbit.
Oh my god.
There's just more mazes. All of the challenge of The Hobbit seems to have been
I think less mazes the better. Like if it has one maze, I will accept it. But there's like, I think the parts that got exhausting was when there was just more mazes. Like, yeah.
Even in this one, it's... because it's not that hard to do. It's just time consuming. And it involves, you know, like dropping things.
Lots of patience.
Writing things out. Yeah, as opposed to how do you deal with the rainbow or something like that.
Yeah.
I think the problem with this game, though, relative to The Hobbit, is there is no plot. Right. There's no, it's kind of hard to think in terms of like a story in order to solve a problem. It's just kind of like throwing things at the wall. And
I'd imagine there's probably like a instruction manual, and the instruction manual has probably like in a treasure hunting story or something like that. Ooh, like, because honestly, I think the overall environment and like the dam, the rainbow, Arrogant Falls, like the description was really nice.
Yeah, I did like that. Yeah.
The world does seem interesting, right? Like, I want to know what happened to this world.
Yeah, you can see yourself in it.
Yeah, and this was much better written.
Yes.
But there were times where I was like laughing because of, you know, the parts that were written. Whereas in The Hobbit, it didn't feel like, it felt like maybe programmers wrote it. They didn't hire a writer to write the text. Yeah.
Like, honestly, I was really surprised how well some of the writing held up. Like, the puzzles didn't hold up as well, but like the writing was still pretty good.
So this is the Wikipedia plot, which is based on future game manuals. Long before the time the game is set, the Quindor Empire, having conquered everywhere above ground, built a massive cave complex to expand. 200 years later, the ruler, Lord Dimwit Flathead, renamed the empire to the Great Underground Empire and spent his reign building massive, largely pointless projects such as an underground dam and a royal museum. A century later, the empire's overspending caused it to collapse and all the residents left. The abandoned empire is the setting of the three episodes.
There we go. I'd say there was that much plot in the game.
Yeah, that seems We remember Lord Dimwit. Yep. I do remember him. Yeah, and it does seem very much like a North Korean thing to build a giant dam and have tours of it, but it doesn't work.
So what do you guys think? Are we doing Zork 2 next, or do you guys want to jump into Hitchhiker's Guide? What's our next limited lexicon game?
That's a good question.
Hitchhiker, what are the reviews on Hitchhiker's Guide? I'm far more interested in that.
I asked ChatGPT what are the best text-based adventure games, and Zork 2 did not make the list, but Hitchhiker's Guide did.
I'm having recently read that book. It would really be
good time.
I think that would be a lot more fun.
Great. All right, audience. We'll probably be jumping into Hitchhiker's Guide 2 next.
Limited Lexicon with Nick, KJ Tom, and mostly Johnny B. You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films, and Get the Point, where we slowly reveal a movie poster and try to guess which movie poster it is. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Limited Lexicon wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,